Hello, it's 9:57 a.m. here in Edinburgh. Last night was pretty good. I had a show. It was a small audience, but it was fun. And then I went and saw Kate Berlant's show. And Kate's a good friend. Her show is really funny. She's very funny. I was a little jealous. Her show was like sold out. It was not like sold out. It was sold out. So I'm thinking, man, I want my show to be sold out. And it's not. But good for Kate, because it's a great show. And it's good that people are seeing it. If you're in Edinburgh, go see me. Go see Jacqueline. Go see Kate, go see Mike Kaplan, go see Christian Finnegan, and go see Alex Edelman. It's a lot of shows to squeeze in. There's not too much time left. You better get over here. Oh, and Ramon Rivas. Go see him as well. Oh, I'm sure those endorsements will bring a bunch of people into those shows. I hope. Tell them. When you after the show and you try to talk to them and say, "Oh, Chris Laker sent me," and then they'll know that I have power. But just you could just come see me if you want. I'm not I'll be okay with that. Go see Jacqueline too. See me and Jacqueline, and then the others. I highly recommend. But if you're in Edinburgh, you got to do those too. Let's look at the fucking news. I mean, from over here, when I look at the news, it looks like there's a little bit of trouble in the American government. I'm not going to try to get into that right now, but it looks like it might be a little bit of a little bit of a problem. They hit a little snag. And I just hope that they straighten that all out. In some way. That, you know, might take a act of Congress. The New York State investigators have issued subpoena to Michael Cohen as part of Trump Foundation probe. Well, that sounds like good news. I just saw New York and I was missing home, so I started reading the headline aloud. But I don't have time to read all of that. KKK figure sentenced to 8 years for firing gun at Virginia rally. Well, that's... I guess if you're in the KKK and you go to prison... The upside is that the white power group in prison, they're gonna accept you right away. You probably got all the tattoos and everything. I would think as a white guy going into prison. That would be a tough decision to make, because it's like you're supposed to be in a gang. And I'm learning all of this from television shows, but not just narrative, you know, lockup. They're going to the real prisons, you know. And but it seems like you got to pick a gang. You got to get in with a gang. You need to really have a good, strong lunch table. Yeah, and when you go into that lunchroom, if you're off at the nerd table, I mean, it's a lot worse than getting your tray knocked out of your hand, from what I understand. So for the white people, for the whiteies, they have the white power. There's not a lot of choice. There's not a kind of an NPR gang running around there of progressives that kind of is an all-inclusive group. you know, that promotes diversity. They don't have, that's not, doesn't seem to have been made its way to prison yet. But to be in these white power groups, you gotta get like swastika tattoos. And that I don't want to do. But maybe there's a way around it. I will hopefully never go to prison. That is my hope. If I could, there are like two wishes. Be like, I thought it was supposed to be three, but then not two. It'd be like, all right, never be homeless and never go to prison. I mean, I know those aren't high aspirations. Those are just my two fears. I don't want to be either of those things. And if I'm neither of those things, I think I'm pretty good. I have a home and I ain't in jail. Life is good. I would, well, maybe I just wish to be rich, because then you got both of those. You get two things covered there. You're not going to go to jail if you, well, you'll go to like, you can pay for a nice defense and you're not going to be homeless. I can at least say, instead of not being homeless, be rich. Be rich and never go to jail. I'm glad I talked this out in case this wish situation comes up. I'm already, I hadn't thought it through before when I said that. I was just like, yeah, I don't want to ever be in jail. That sounds terrible. I don't want to be faced with this white power situation. That's, oof. And then, and the food is supposed to be very bad. There's a lot of issues with jail. I don't know if you've seen, but yeah. So the wishes have changed. I'm not locking in the wishes right this minute. Just if they come up, and I would hope there'd be three. You go one or you go three. Two or four even seems odd. You get four wishes. Why does it have to be an odd number? It just seems like wishes should be an odd number. Shouldn't be even. Something's not right. Let's see. We'll do a couple more. Oh, that's a terrible. Man arrested for six cold case rapes through same type of testing as that caught Golden State killer suspect. Well, that's good. They caught this guy. And you would think if you perpetrated a cold, once you hear that your case went cold, you're like, whew. Case is cold. Now it's in the basement, and they're not gonna catch me. And then somebody's like, "No, I'm the cold case file person." They're like, "Fuck, dude, let my cold case be cold." I'm like, no. DNA test, motherfucker. See, if you committed a crime before DNA test, and then they invent DNA test, you're like, "Shit." Now they can fucking. I didn't know. I couldn't leave my cigarette butts behind. Well, good. Fuck that guy. Glad he got caught. McDonald's employee fired after throwing hot grease on customer's face in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, I would say you got to get fired for that. Sure. I'd like to know what the customer, you know, the other side of it. I'm not saying the customer did anything to get grease thrown, but, you know, what's the employee's side? Just want to know. But, yeah, I would, I think McDonald's has no choice there but to fire the person. I hate to side with corporate America there, but you did throw hot grease on a on a customer's face. And maybe give it a year and you can reapply. Or just go over to Arby's. I feel like at Arby's they don't make burgers, right? They make the roast beef sandwich. So you could, there's not as, no, they got fries. Subway. Go to Subway. They have no hot grease there. And I feel like you'd be like, listen, I had a problem with my anger, but here I'm just going to throw some ham at somebody's face. It's not a big deal. You're like, well, you got to pay for the ham if you throw it. You can't just throw the ham whenever you want. You're like, well, yeah, of course. I'm not saying I wouldn't pay for the ham. I'd probably throw something cheaper, like some lettuce. Or some cheese. Like, oh, no, we charge as much as cheese as we do for the ham. Like, why is that? That doesn't seem right. It's because people love cheese and they'll pay for it. All right. This episode was belabored. I don't know. I'm going to put it up. And I put it up and you listen to it. To this point. So it's worth something. Thank you. We love you.